It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the Inomori Foundation has named Takeo Kanade of Carnegie Mellon University as the winner of the 2016 Kyoto Prize for Advanced Technology for his work in creating computers that can process optical data known as computer vision and robotics. Kanade came to the Robotics Institute at CMU in 1980, and according to the school, has spent his time working on technology such as face detection, automatic driving, and three-dimensional image reconstruction. Apple is embroiled in a Chinese patent dispute that threatens to block future sales of the iPhone 6 in Beijing unless the company can overturn a regulator's recent ruling. The potential ban stems from a decision issued last month by the Beijing Intellectual Property Office. The agency found the iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus infringed on a Chinese company's patent for the exterior design of its smartphone called the 100C. This week, the Tech Report helps you avoid getting a ticket. In a sparsely decorated office in Brannock, two men are building a parking payment empire that all started with a lunchtime conversation.
One of our colleagues opened up her purse to help chip in, and instead of pulling out money, she pulled out a fistful of parking tickets, and she looked at us with desperation in her eyes and said, "If you make an app where I can pay for parking, I would use it every day." 2 weeks later, MeterFeeder was born.
That's Jim Gibbs, who's CEO of MeterFeeder. Gibbs and his co-founder, Dan Lopretto, actually built two apps, one for the municipality and one for the parker. The apps allow municipalities with coin-operated meters to move into the digital age without having to replace all of its meters.
We simply give an Android tablet or mobile device to the parking enforcement officer. They continue on the route like they normally do. If they see a meter is expired, they simply check our app. And if someone is paid using our payment app, then they just continue on. If they don't, then they just write them a ticket and continue on their way.
The mobile device, a rugged Bluetooth printer, and 2 years' worth of internet connectivity come with a $2,000 price tag from MeterFeeder. Gibbs says that is less than what other electronic payment systems charge for their devices, and much less than the tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars needed to replace coin-operated meters with credit card-ready meters or kiosks. Pittsburgh recently replaced 20 of its multi-space parking payment kiosks for $130,000 and has contracted with Atlanta-based ParkMobile for smartphone payments. Carnegie Borough Manager Stephen Buter says his borough has been using MeterFeeder since February.
Obviously, number one, give parkers and visitors a different option other than having to just utilize coin payment. And also, we felt that it would be a good way for us to try to track what we're doing as far as parking goes.
Buter says they are in the process of gathering data and will soon do a six-month review. But anecdotally, it's been received very well by both the parking enforcement team and the parkers. The MeterFeeder apps sync with other ticketing software that a municipality might be using. While all the municipalities currently using MeterFeeder are small, Gibbs says it can be scaled up to a city of any size. The company has recently hired two more developers, and Gibbs hopes to grow the company to 11 employees in the coming months. But the driving force for him will always be making life a little easier.
I have a wife and four kids, so there's never a chance of me ever having change in my pockets. So it's like the coin meters that you see around, we're just trying to, you know, make sure that we're there so that I personally can stop getting tickets.
And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.